Knowledge is the serpent that will only keep biting. Will you allow it to stay in your hand? This is DJ Goat on KCUF Radio with evil black metal to strike your soul in scorn for all good and submission. The serpent has no master. Wily it is free. Turning it can twist and bend the hand that wreathes it. Its tongue will find any weakness. Its veins will find the pain. It is an incarnation of your fears and your last sexual dream of earth. Knowledge it is. Knowledge the poison that can infect the brain and leave the body intact. Eyes hollowed by denial or spirit troubled by injection. We are the addicts of our own pain. Freed from that, in a world of nihilism, we drift in brine as if waterlogged, confused, plundered by our own inadequacy and our fear of our own fear of our thoughts. There is no hope for us to escape death. There is an existence on the dark planet Earth. Those who can understand the tear in Satan's eye or the wave of his hand to the moon comprehend the Black Death. This is KCUF Black Metal, and here is Dark Throne.
Yeah. thing that best it. That's the smells. It is a
ritual, the invoking that cannot be denied. For years, men have stood at the lips of the pit of death in the cult of life. Why not aspire to the cult of death instead and look toward life? The gods and their antidotes form a crucial sphere for those of us caught in the loop of being alive. An addiction, is it not? Insidious. We started the show with Dark Throne, Cromlech, from their first album, a relaxing yet sinister song, particularly noted for the manacles of deviant and divergent passages, which contribute nothing to the overall music, as if gesturing blankly in an empty sphere of raging death. After that was Merciless Realm of the Dark, from their album The Awakening, a black metal classic, and then Blasphemy from Gods of War, another foundational album. That was Ritual. Next up, Borknagar.
Stop!
seething black rage on KCUF Radio. That was the mighty, almighty Dark Throne with a song from their epic album Transylvanian Hunger. Before that was Kveist with Vetinetter from their album For Kunsten Ma Wie Ewig Weich. I have no idea if that's pronounced correctly, but you know what it is now. And the start of the set was Borknagar, The Dawn of the End, and that one actually was lifted from a Century Media sampler. The grating blast that finishes the storm is what signifies the entrance to spring. So now we're going to switch from the music of the weakened soul, as if anemic, virus-ridden, shot to death with the fear of its own heart. We're going to move on to the strong, the U-bow, the invincible, that which dominates over nature around it and over its own nature in the process of self-definition. Here is Ildjarn.
I'm gonna go get some more.
The ambiguous yet hauntingly powerful strength of black metal's Nordic warriors, that was all that is obscure and indefined, brought to a point. The point of the sword as it strikes. Starting with Iljarn, the blade flares in red light. We move down to Burzum. Yeah, Lord of the Depths. The depths where none can see, and all are afraid to look. This has been a full black metal night here on Radio KCUF. We hope you're enjoying the pain, because it's come a long way to come to you. From the pits of hell, to the depths of the human soul, to the craven conscience of even modern-day humanity. It travels. We're going to conclude with one of the new directions black metal has taken. Some would say it's an old direction, but we would say it's a reinterpretation of an older death metal-y direction, without any life metal influences, as they like to say. Here is Immortal, Winter of the Ages. This has been a presentation of KCUF Radio.